This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Tacayo, and we're talking about our experience of Chicago Craft Beer Week so far. All that and more on this week's episode.
Because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. My name is Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And we're back soloing. I guess it's not really solo because we're together duoing.
It's back to normal, man.
Yeah.
Just the two of us, man.
Classic format.
There we go.
Just Nick and I in the studio. We had Justin and Chet from the Illinois Brewers Guild on, what, two episodes ago?
Correct.
And then we had Kurt Foreman from Brewfest Partners on.
Yeah. Both, I think, were good. We're good interviews.
Yeah. You know?
I think we got a lot out of those guys, especially with Kurt tying in his out of state parties, his relationship with the Western Brewers,
you know,
tying all that in and talking about all that stuff, and then, of course, the Guild and how they support local craft brewers. We were just talking about the Guild before the show started.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with the Guild. You know, there's a lot of breweries to represent, like 160 breweries.
That's wild, man. You know, and I would quote people like I would on my tours. I would say, yeah, there's 37 breweries in Chicago. And then when Justin came on, he's like, no, when you count the all props,
there's like almost 80.
I'm like, fuck, and that's in the city.
Yeah,
it's wild, man.
So you had to up your game now.
You're right.
Like, last week I was on, it was 37. You're like, well, I got my numbers straight. but as always, we are drinking local beer.
Yeah.
And it's probably even more important because it's Chicago Craft Beer Week. So we better be drinking Chicago beer.
Damn straight. This is one of Chef Rick Bayless's two brewing projects. This is a Tacayo Brewing Company. This is the White Hominy Ale. So it's basically his take on a classic Belgian wheat. It's got hominy and sweet orange peel and coriander in it. Mm-hmm. So,
and then it was brewed out at Two Brothers in Warrenville.
Correct. So the logo on it actually looks a lot like the Two Brothers logo, that circular kind of tri. You know, it's like three colors and it spins around the name. So
I feel like I saw someone with a hat over at Beer Under Glass, the Tacayo logo.
I wonder how different this is from Monarch, the Two Brothers White Ale. You know?
Oh, and I forgot about that. I was like thinking, yeah, it's not as good as Allagash White.
No, it's not. It's definitely It's because, you know, it could taste like a white ale.
White ale.
A white ale can taste like Blue Moon, or it could taste like Allagash.
Right.
This is probably somewhere in the middle.
I feel like this is sweeter than Monarch.
Okay.
Monarch, I feel like, has a little more pepper in it. But this feels like sweeter and stickier.
Yeah.
I dig it. I dig the beer.
No, I think it's a tasty beer, especially for what we're doing now. Back to normal. We finally got a proper spring going. It's like 80 today.
Yeah.
It's a good option.
I guess my only thing is I'm a little confused on, does this beer stick around as Cruz Blanca grows and starts doing their own beer? Is this going to continue to be brewed at Two Brothers?
Right, and then when you talk to the Cruz Blanca guys, they kind of say, "Hey, yeah, you know, we might make that beer. We'll for sure sell this beer, but when we might make it, I think they're going to focus on all those different types of beer to guard. They got like three different beer to guards over
there. Guards, yeah. Okay, so Two Brothers will probably continue to make this.
Yeah,
because it's kind of like when he tried to do Marisol.
Exactly. You know, it's funny, like, there were grumblings that he wasn't happy with Marisol, and that, you know, and then the brewers hated Marisol. Brewers hate anything with coriander, over Goose, anyway. Mm-hmm. And then, it's funny, because the second chance he gets to make a beer, he goes right back and makes basically the same style beer.
Right.
You know, that one was a little bit different. It had, like, green tea and some other stuff in it, but it's roughly the same type of beer.
Yeah.
So.
I know. Interesting. I know we talked about going and checking out his space, on what a couple episodes ago, so I was over there. I need to go over there again, and looking forward to them brewing their own beer. Yeah. And is it Justin or Jason?
No, it's he's the former pub brewmaster at Goose Claiborne. Jacob Sobrano.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I feel bad. I was in the right letter realm there. So
they're off and running. They open on Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm. They have this beer and
great looking space.
All their other beers. So check it out. Check these out too, because I'm kind of digging this beer. I don't know why. It's not like my favorite, but there's something about the cans and everything. I just like it. I'm like drawn to this can for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And then it's like hypnotized me, like the logo.
And it's interesting without you thinking about it. You know, it's good. It's a good beer.
Mm-hmm. So we'll keep sipping on these as we jump into this week.
Yeah.
Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Oh, man.
Have you been going strong?
This is what it's all about, man. As much as I say I'm not gonna, I'm all in.
Okay.
Been having a blast, man. It's been fun.
So after we recorded with Kurt last Tuesday, then things kicked off on Thursday night, right? Or was it Friday? Wednesday?
No, it was Thursday.
With Beer Under Glass.
Yeah.
We both made it to that.
Yes.
The best weather, I think, that I can remember for a Beer Under Glass.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, with Beer Under Glass, man, I think there may have been a record number of breweries there. There was like over 100 breweries at this thing.
Okay.
And, you know, and I was kind of noticing, like, you know, like I ran into you and you run into everyone, you know, and I was like, man, that actually is part of the reason why I really dig that event, because everyone, you know, is going to be there. Like we talk about, you know, the one at Soldier Field, or like I went on this boat a couple days later and, you know, you don't really, you might know two people.
Yeah.
And, but at this thing, you're guaranteed to know like everybody.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
If it's a brewer, if it's someone that, you know, does media, if it's just someone that you've met at the fest, like in a drunken stumble, like they're all there usually. So it's really cool to see that. The thing is giant. Like that's, I always go, when I go in, I go straight to like the left side, where this time like Alarmist and Pipeworks were, and go out that way and work my way out to the middle.
Okay.
And then come back in. And it wasn't until like I went all the way back to the front to get like a shot of people coming in that I went and did the other side of the conservatory.
Yeah. And I did the exact opposite.
Okay.
I walked in and went straight to the right and right to the back, whatever that is over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which
the Blue Stone Terrace or whatever they're calling
it. Which that site has more breweries in it than the other side.
Yeah. And then
because there's a room, then there's another room, and then there's an outside, like, garden area.
Yeah, there's, like, seven spaces total. And I think this one half is the one part serving food. So I made my way back there to that. I think and that corner was, like, around the bin has some really good cask offerings.
Oh, I didn't try that.
That were really fun. This was in that corner where, like, the Bader Brow, Around the Bend, Spiteful, and Slapshot.
Okay.
Yeah, they were all in that corner.
I think one of my favorite finds of the night was Two Brothers.
Okay.
They were mixing their coffee with their IPA. So they were going half and half. They were like, they're basically making a coffee IPA. So they pour half cold brew coffee and half IPA in it. And I'm like, I drink coffee at night and I drink beer at night. I could do this.
You're like, I'm not going anywhere.
Like, wait, I can just do this at home. Like, this is what I need. It. Like, I can blend my, like, oh, I'm going to blend all kinds of IPAs with coffee now.
It's a great combo. It's kind of weird. Like, you know, when you just describe it out loud, but the flavors totally work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This year they had the Rare Beer Tent was one of the features this year. Only three breweries in the Rare Beer Tent.
Lagunitas, Goose, and
Rev.
Okay. Yeah.
So Rev had their Rev pills on, and it was like a 60-40 blend with like a house made like lemonade, you know, like with ginger and some other things in it. Goose had just Bourbon County 2013. It's pouring good. We say just Bourbon County, like,
you know. Well, there's Bourbon County at every single.
You'll see Bourbon County all summer.
If Goose Island is doing an event, there is Bourbon County there.
Yeah, that is true. And then Lagunitas, they had some wacky smoked tea stout aged in few spirit barrels. I wasn't really that fond of it. It was a campfire in a glass, over the top smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
I looked in the Rare Beer Tent. The line for Revolution was probably the longest.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, there's a lot of breweries here that I haven't had beer from, so I was going to just check those out rather than waiting in line.
Exactly. I was excited to get over to Microphone. They had an imperial version of Smells Like Bean Spirit there, which is maple and coffee added to an imperial stout. I went over. I was excited to catch up with Scratch. You know, Scratch down in beautiful Ava, Illinois.
Far down south.
They had it was called a Aronia Turkey Tail Mushroom Old Ale. So it was an English style ale that they put berries in it, and they took these mushrooms called turkey tail mushrooms.
Okay.
And add that to it. Yeah. I'm always excited to like try things I'll probably never see again.
Yeah, so how do you feel about Scratch? They come here for this event in Wells Park, and then we never see them again.
What is the plan? I mean, it's
right?
Is that it? Is that all they're going to do? Because they did this last year, right? And they are true to form. They show up, and you can tell they're just from another place and time.
Right, you know? Which I don't know if their beer, can you go down there, and it's like everywhere on draft at like the, you know, Foreman's Garage Bar.
No, I'd like to know more about them. Yeah, like where they're selling, what their strategy is, and, you know, what their seasonals versus their year-rounds are, or is this just it, where it's like an off-color thing where, hey, we're just making whenever we want, when we want.
Right.
You know?
Which I like it, but at the same time, it's like, I can't get your beer anymore, man. Like, even if I liked it so much, like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And that's sometimes a problem with these, I think, smaller or even nano micro breweries, where it's like, it's the same idea as the rare beer. It's like, this was so good, this bourbon barrel aged half blend. Like, how do I get it again? Oh, you can't. It's right. Like, oh, what?
Did you get your passport at Beer in the Glass? I don't think I got the passport.
I did not. No. I think I'm still a little confused on the passport, but...
The only place I've seen the passport so far is at Lagunitas. I saw it there.
Haymarket had the
passport. Hey, man, Haymarket's probably got them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say, I don't know, Bug was great, man.
Yeah.
It was great. The selections were great. Obviously, the location's good.
Mm-hmm. I had some Haymarket's pizza.
Oh, yeah, because Haymarket kind of occupied this entire corner of the... let's see here, of the Monet Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had like literally like three or four different stations back there.
Yeah, they were tossing pizza dough. This is going to be the same dough that's available at their Haymarket Pub and Brewery on Halsted and the one in Michigan. Dough was awesome. Had the Lotte's pizza because I saw them pull a pizza out and then pour mayonnaise on it. I was like, what are they doing? And then I realized it was a Lotte's. All right. It's good stuff.
Claire's Thirsty Ale, I think it can go toe to toe with any barrel aged stout in town. Mm-hmm. You know, I dig that beer a lot.
Anything else stand out from the night there?
That's all I can remember. I did take some notes.
I had some Band of Bohemia.
Oh, was Band of Bohemia there? What'd you think of Band of Bohemia?
Liked it. I need to go check out the space and give it another go, or give it an official go with the food.
Yeah.
Well,
Spiteful had a really nice cask of a double IPA with mango. Working for the weekend was there. And they're moving. They're not expanding. I thought they would expand because they're on the Ravenswood.
Yeah.
Actually, two blocks from Band of Bohemia, but they're done with that space. They say it's like the size of like a studio apartment.
Oh,
wow. Like 700 square feet or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they don't have a proper dock or anything. So they're going to roll out. Like they're moving next. Okay. They share the wall with Half Acre now in the new space.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. I did have some Temperance, the Beechwood Blonde. Mm-hmm. They like cranked up the pineapple.
Lots of pineapple, so it's like a little it's like a little Rattler-esque for you.
It was almost just too sweet. Like maybe was what the first year was, mm-hmm. and then they dialed it back a lot, and this was a lot more pineapple. And maybe it's because I had it in cans previously, so maybe the cans don't have as much as the draft. I don't know, but it was a lot of pineapple.
Yeah,
but great event.
I think even including FOBAB, I think that is probably as good as it gets for events in Chicago. That's a really good party.
So then I rolled out of there and went to Quenchers.
Oh, right on. So what was happening at Quenchers?
So it was a Pipeworks kickoff party, and then my buddy's band, Death Warrant, was playing.
Death Warrant!
So they invited me out, and they don't even like the hoppy beers, which is Pipeworks, you know. That's the thing. So they gave me some drink tickets for, like, Lizard King and stuff like that. So had a couple beers there and ran into a few other beer enthusiasts there as well. So that was fun. Don't make it to Quenchers that often.
It's a place I don't get to very often either. It's right there on Fullerton, too.
They tried to convince me to go over to Logan Arcade, and I was like, I can't go to a beer fest and two bars in a night. That seems bad news on a Thursday.
Yeah. You got to choose your spots.
Yeah.
You know?
So then, anything for you on Friday?
Nothing on Friday. Saturday... well, we did the brewery tours out in the burbs for Brewbus this week.
Yeah.
Well, because Beer Fly Alley Fight was at Haymarket, so we couldn't go to Haymarket.
I went to that.
All right. Yeah. So, that's usually Haymarket's our flagship stop. If we couldn't go because you were there, partying with what is it? Beer, art, and food pairings, right?
One of my favorite events.
Yeah.
I think this year, I think the beer has gotten better. And the food has gotten worse.
Really? So are they inviting, chefs and brewers out to this thing?
Well, you can't be an official brewer, you can't work for a brewery, and you can't be a licensed chef.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, hey, you know, Brad's making a beer.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, why don't you come out and whip up some some chicken wontons or something?
Yeah, like I think... There was some standout food. There was like a cracker with bacon on there and the pulled pork and some buffalo chicken tamales. But on a whole, I feel like I've had better food in the years, but the beer from these amateur brewers has gotten better.
Now, now this is a competition, right? So does the crowd votes on it? Is that still
how
it
works? Crowd votes, yeah.
Okay. So who walked away with the gold, man?
I believe Square Keg
won
a couple.
Yeah.
So
they're a homebrew club up in like Lincoln Square, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great event, and you can drink some of Haymarket's beers on tap as well. If you kind of get tired of drinking everyone else's beers.
Right. Yeah. Because some of them probably good and some of them probably missed the mark. And you're just like, you know what? I'll just go have a Matthias.
Yeah.
And be done with it. You know? That's how I am when I party sometimes now, man. I'm like, dude, I don't want to experiment anymore. Mm-hmm. Just go get me an anti-hero.
But then after the brew bus, you went on another mode of transportation.
Yeah, man. The bus went out to Blue Nose, which is unusually far. And it went to Buckle Down. Buckle Down's place is sexy, dude.
Yeah.
That place is great. I love that place. And then Sunday morning, we got up and did the Brewers Cruise, the Western Burbs Brewers Cruise with Brewfest partners.
Yeah.
So that's one of Kurt's events, man. So all his parties are cool because they're all on Sunday, early Sundays, afternoons, which is cool. Navy Pier is completely revamped. You know, everything's brand new. The entire boardwalk is new.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
We got on a vessel called the... Mystic Blue,
right,
which is the absolute last boat. You have to walk all the way to the end of the pier. Yeah, apparently they built this boat like back in 96. It used to be called the Ugly Duckling, someone told me. I didn't know that.
No.
Yeah, so Mystic Blue was the vessel. And we were off, man. Perfect 72 degrees with 10 brewers all from the Western Burbs.
Nice.
Yeah. So Salamoth was there. Buckle Down was there. One of the beers that kicked first was this pomegranate wheat beer from Exit Strategy. Like, and people were going nuts over it to the point where I had to go down and try it, and by that time it was gone.
Oh, wow. Yikes. Okay.
Yeah. Flesh guys were there. You know, Flesh, they're super small in Lombard. They're making really good stuff. I had their Hellas.
Yeah, we had their...
We had their Growler. Yeah. So I was excited about that, like, you know. And I met a couple from... they were in town from... You know, like Wyoming. They were in town from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And they were like, we don't know what to do. We're here till Monday. So we got on this thing. And they're like, well, who are these guys on this boat? I'm like, this is cool because all these breweries are not in the city. And you would never be able to just hit all of them because they're so small. You would rarely be able to hit them all in one day. So I really dug that. The food was okay. Mystic Blue provided the food.
Okay.
It was all right. I thought the beer was for sure better than the food. But it was a great experience, man. And my only complaint, the DJ was crushing it. My only complaint would be like this boat has like four levels. And you go on the top level, that's outdoors, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't put brewers up there, right? You know, it gets a little weird,
windy.
You know?
And but everyone's probably like taking photos and dancing.
Exactly. There's couches up there. So that should just be for you to go chill. But then there's a lower level. There's a level below that is just an indoor seating. And there could have been brewers there.
Okay.
So the brewers are on the two bottom levels. So, and I don't know if I'm being nitpicky, but, you know, whatever. I didn't like walking down two flights of stairs. Like, you know, I'm old. What okay. do we do?
I think I'm going to check out the one on June 5th, which is... This was the Western, so this is what the...
It might be the Chicago one, because there's the West, there's Chicago, and then there's...
The Belgian
one closes it out. Yeah, I think he's got something good going, man. I love the boat series concept, and I love the fact that he's like, you know, specialized in, you know, it's not just another beer fest. It's a beer fest with a particular theme, you know? It's that place, that thing holds maybe 200-300 people, so which is fairly intimate, wasn't oversold. I dug it a lot. So I'm nice. Excited for him and those parties.
And then you took your boat over to Goose Island one day.
Dude, you were, you know, the plan was get off the boat and go to Sunday Funday.
Yeah.
But dude, like, you forget how far Navy Pier is from everything else in this city.
And you're going to Garfield Park.
Right.
Yeah, which is already far. It's basically going to the suburbs.
Dude, it took me... Dude, all right, so to put it in perspective, you know, the boat was over at 3, and I got to, you know, I ended up going to Sunday Funday maybe for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Like, I missed it completely. It was over 5:30. I got there like 5, you know. So, which was, you know, a gift and a curse. I slid right in. There's no lines. You know, BCS, check, kombucha, check, Sophie, mimosa, anything you want at that point.
Okay.
You know, and this was their third annual dodgeball tournament.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I think the way they got this thing laid out, it's like Mad Max, you know, Thunderdome style, this thing, right? Like this big cage construction. And, you know, they invite, you know, so many breweries to come party with them. So it's a tournament, right? Let me give you, we'll talk about the final four, right?
Okay.
So the final four included, well, Goose, obviously, then Two Brothers, Banging Gavel, which, and they were on the cruise too. Apparently, he's a lawyer. That's why he named his.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't really know them, and I saw them at Beer Under Glass. I was like, I don't know. Maybe even asked, like, do you know these? I was like, I've heard of it, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I still haven't had their stuff. Yeah. There's so 16 breweries. The final four is Goose, Two Brothers, Banging Gavel, and Southbridge. Right, so we get there, 5 minutes left, Goose versus Southbridge is the final, right? And then, Southbridge wins, you know? So congratulations to Southbridge, right? And then, you know, I know a few people, beer people, right? So I'm asking everybody, I'm like, who the fuck is Southbridge, man?
Yeah.
And nobody knows. Nobody knows at all.
Weird.
So then, you know, you look them up on their website, and they've got, like, this 920 Wisconsin number as their contact number. And then apparently they're two guys from Wisconsin that made the move to Chicago. And they're a contract brewing somewhere else, and they haven't started brewing here yet.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So they took it all. So
shady. I don't like it.
So initially, man, I thought it was, you know, I'm like, this is kind of shifty. So is this Revolution? And because Revolution's a defending champ in this thing. I'm like, did Revolution just hire a whole other brewery called Southbridge?
To kind of play under them. So, yeah.
So they won the tournament, man.
Nice.
But then I saw Josh Deeth the next night in you know, Logan, and I'm like...
Crying.
He's like, fuck those guys. And he just walks off. So I'm like, I don't think they were in on it like we had, you know, our conspiracy.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wanted to make it to Sunday Fun Day and, you know, just needed to take it easy. Do chores.
Dude, and just be like a functioning
adult,
human adult in society.
Yeah.
You
mean so. I can't just drink beer and play video games? What?
The Sophie mimosas are good, man.
Okay.
It's just, you know, two parts Sophie, one part OJ. Right. That's always fun.
So now it's Tuesday. Did you go anything last night then, or did you chill then after a boat and a beer fest?
I chill pretty hard. Apparently, we missed the Chicago Cocktail Summit, which was also the 22nd and 23rd at Logan Theater.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I'm pretty sure that's all I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think a pretty solid Chicago Craft Beer Week for us so far. We're still got, 5 days left? We're about halfway through.
Yeah.
So let's dive into some of these events. I am a little sad, but also... excited because I'm gonna miss the end of this.
What? Where are you going?
Friday through Monday, I will be in San Francisco.
Oh man, I left my heart in San Francisco, man.
Okay, so that place is fun. I'm gonna miss Wells Park. I'm gonna just like say what I'm gonna miss. That's on Sunday, mm-hmm. right? Or is that Saturday? Saturday.
No, and that closes it out.
That's on Saturday.
Yeah, and then before.
So
that,
I'm gonna miss that, unfortunately. So go to that. I believe the weather has been, it's been rainy. I think it's nice again. We'll have to see what happens. You know, if it's Chicago weather, it's always all over the place.
Yeah, if you don't like it, don't worry, because it'll change. Right? That's how it is around here. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff going on, man. Bader Brow is opening their brewery on the 29th. They're having a block party.
Oh,
on the 29th,
cool.
Yeah.
What day of the week is that?
I believe that's a Sunday. That's the day after the closing ceremony.
Okay, so you're gonna check that out. You're pretty good friends with them.
Yeah, in fact, I was whipping around Bug with those guys.
Yeah,
just getting caught up and finding out what's going on with this brewery.
So you're gonna go work over there?
I don't know, man. I don't think I'm gonna work there, but you know, I'm definitely gonna be there partying.
All right.
If by work you mean drinking?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, for sure, I'll be working.
How much will you pay me to drink your beer?
Like, these are my rates. The Public House is doing a beer brunch on Sunday. Some people will tell you the real closing ceremony is also on Sunday, the 29th. It's the second annual Craft Beer Festival / Hairbangers Ball at Talia Hall.
Okay.
So every year, all they sell is shitty beer, and they do like a metal show, which is, you know, there's that.
Okay. I know we're jumping around here, so yeah. If anyone's like following by, like, go to shybeerweek.com and go to the events there, because we're just rattling off events. We usually go like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
But Thursday is Bowling with the Brewers.
Oh.
They changed the location this time. I think I have to pack, and I'm not going to go out to it, which I'm a little sad.
Dude, I like bowling.
Bowling with the Brewers.
I like I like chilling with the Brewers too, you know?
You end up drinking more White Russians than you do beer.
Yeah.
But you get to bowl with the Brewers. Steve Hamburg is a crazy good bowler.
Little Stevie, man.
How is he so good at bowling? I don't know. But he is. Wednesday night, I will be over at Haymarket again. It's an event called Jeffer Drops Acid.
What?
I think it's the barrel manager of Firestone Walker will be there, and then it's going to be like a Firestone Walker takeover kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that should be good. Less Chicago beer focus, but should be a good event.
Yeah, but special event nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Italy's doing a beer signature dinner with Revolution this week. That's going to be on Thursday. The Northwest Side Ride, which is, Lake Effect puts that together. They get all the breweries on the Northwest Side to get together and hit different spots via bus.
Nice.
And Jefferson Park. We've covered a lot.
And even, I think it's Sunday, is Bike the Drive too, like unbeer related.
Uh huh.
But you can Bike the Drive.
Like Lakeshore Drive?
Yeah.
Tis the season, my man.
So, what are you going to make it to? What's your plan?
You know, I was just looking at this, the class of 96, they're calling it, you know, Schmaltz Brewing and Three Floyds. They're hooking up at the Northdown Cafe for a special tap takeover on the 26th, which is actually the 27th, sorry.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to go over for that, man.
Nice, yeah. Okay. Anything else you got to try to go to? You're going to go to the Bader Brow open.
Yeah, and then I'll go see the guys at Bader Brow.
Okay, and then Wells Park, you're doing the brew bus, so you won't be able to make it to that.
Unless the brew bus breaks down,
then
I'm going to party in Wells Park, man, which I still haven't been to Wells Park.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's nice. That's some of the events happening this week. We usually try to cover as many as we can, but there's just too many with Chicago Craft Beer Week happening.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, I think we took a deep dive.
Yeah, I've been recording some video while I've been going to these events, so hopefully.
Yeah, I'm digging the video, man. Yeah, because you get in and out, right? It's like maybe 1 to 2 minutes, and you know, just like a quick overview of the sights and sounds.
Yeah. So I have these like little Snapchat stories, and then also like recording a longer video. I think I will edit on the plane to San Francisco that I'll try to kick up on Friday. I'll put it on our Facebook page and tweet it out as well. So.
Okay.
So much going on.
Yeah, man. It is a celebration of neighborhoods. It's a celebration of beer.
Yeah.
You know, it's a celebration of who we are, man. We're as diverse a brewing community as there is, and we all, you know, we all come out and support each other. So it's a fun time. It really is.
Has there been a brewery or new brewery you've been introduced to this week that you're like, I'm going to revisit them? Like, I'm excited for what they're doing. I can't wait to have more of them.
Yeah, for sure. I was at a place called Dovetail, actually. It's funny you brought that up because, like, when you get off the Metro stop at Ravenswood, you know, Band of Bohemia is right there. Then you go two blocks, then there's Spiteful. Okay. And you go two more blocks, and then there's these guys, Dovetail. Yeah. But then, like, Metro and Beguile are also – it's like a two – it's like, you know, every two blocks there's a brewery. And these Dovetail guys, man, Dovetail refers to, like, you know, a piece of equipment that holds one of the tanks together, right? Oh, and it's cool. Like one of the strongest pieces because it's a massive tank. They met in Germany, but they're both from Chicago. So they just got together and said, we have to do this project, man. Yeah, and they're doing, like, classic German-style beers. Really good stuff, so. So, yeah, I had a smoke beer. Like, we talked about the Lagunitas smoke beer, which was a little too smoky. These guys have a Rausch beer on that's hitting, like, just those right notes of you want malt goodness with that really smoky aroma, right?
Okay.
That good balance. So I'm excited about what they're doing. They got, like, five or six beers. They have a 106-year-old copper brewing kettle from West of London at their space.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
and they're self-distributing.
Okay.
Which is cool. They are – there's a really big space, and they're self-distributing, so –
All right. Yeah. See, I wish at Bug I would have tried newer things. I ended up trying some of the breweries like I knew, right. And I wanted to see what they had to offer. I did have some of Hopewell's or Hopewell.
Oh, yeah, Hopewell. Right in Logan.
I know you went and checked it out, and I've heard mixed things.
Yeah, I didn't really like the amber lager, but the golden lager
but their they had. Yeah. Their coffee was really good, and then when I was back over at Quenchers that same night, mm-hmm. they had the coffee on. I was like, I'll have that.
Yeah.
So. And yeah, my theme is, you know, coffee, beer.
I like that. No. Hailstorm got a lot of rave reviews for the beers they brought to Bug. I didn't get a chance to make it, but yeah, just a few of the breweries that, you know, are super new that we've been hearing about or just had.
Isn't that sad? Oh, what, it was 103 breweries there, and here I am drinking, like, have the Alarmist beer that I can get all the time.
Oh,
and
there's the Still. Great. I love you guys. Let me get one of those sours.
Yeah. Oh, Lizard King from Pipe. Yeah. Yeah. What am I doing? I need to try these new beers.
It's like, true. It's true. And you always have a game plan. And then
I never have a game
plan. Oh, you never? I always have a game plan. And it always goes awry, you know?
Oh, that's probably, that's its own story, right? Do you go into Beer Fest with a plan? Because I go in, basically, I like to go in just nothing. I don't know where anything is. I don't even like to have the pamphlet of where stuff is.
You just want to roll up on it and discover it.
Yeah, because once I'm like, oh, where is this person? Then I spend too much time looking.
That's true. It becomes task oriented. No, we have to get. No, we got to get to Triptych. You know, you go through that kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Triptych is another one that they're kind of blowing up here. People are talking about them quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of this. We got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Continue this week. Where can people find you? Get in touch, Nick.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're both posting lots of stuff there. Yeah, I feel like that's the best place to find us.
I agree.
And just we share other events we don't talk about here, things that you need to get tickets for. I think, isn't the Buckingham Fountain?
It's coming up in June.
That's coming up.
Chicago Ale Fest.
So I posted that, I think, a couple days ago. Like, get those tickets, get in there, and just, like us up on Facebook. Probably the best place. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Had a hiccup with the video last week. Hopefully it works out this week. And, so you can see audio, video. There's usually a picture as well, so check that out. And that'll do it for this week's episode. We'll be back to reminisce about the 7th annual Chicago Craft Beer Week next week.
Right on. Cheers.